It's time for today's Daily Devotional, kicking off a new series this week. We're going to talk about the future. Today, we're going to focus on stop looking back. We're all so very guilty of that in some form or fashion. Scripture comes from Genesis 19:26, but Lot's wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. There is something powerful about where we place our focus in life. Now, Lot and his family had been given the opportunity most people never receive, and that is a fresh start. God had delivered them from destruction and gave one simple instruction, don't look back. At first glance, the command seemed kind of harsh. I mean, why couldn't she just take one last look back? But because sometimes looking back isn't curiosity, it's an attachment. Lot's wife wasn't just seeing where she came from, she was longing for it. Her body was moving towards safety, but part of her heart was remaining behind. How many times do we do the same thing? Maybe we're replaying old conversations or we revisit old disappointments from life. We keep carrying old labels that maybe somebody placed on us. We relive failures and wonder if we'll ever be able to move beyond them. And while our calendar continues to move forward, our spirit stays parked in yesterday. The enemy loves to convince us that our past is permanent, that what happened to us defines us, that one bad season means the rest of life is going to look the same. But God says something different. God never asked us to pretend the past didn't happen. He asked us not to live there, and there's a huge difference. Your past may be explaining where you've been, but it doesn't decide where God can take you. So maybe today you're looking back at a relationship that ended or a mistake that you're still regretting. Maybe it was a season that you just missed part of. Words somebody spoke over you or opportunities that you feel like you've lost. God's invitation is not to erase your memory. His invitation is to trust him enough to loosen your grip. You cannot fully embrace what God is doing ahead while holding tightly to what he already brought you through. The windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason. So today, ask yourself the question, what part of my past do I return to the most often? Is looking back helping me heal, or is it just keeping me stuck? Then take a piece of paper and write down one thing that you've been carrying from your past and pray over it. Then tear it up or place it in your Bible as a reminder that God is bigger than your yesterday. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, thank you that you are not finished with our story. Help us release what is behind us so we can receive what you have ahead. Heal places in our hearts that still want to stay in old seasons. And give us courage to trust you with our future and faith to move forward one step at a time. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.